Yes, once again, we are here live with the Retreat Connect podcast. I truly see with my man, Blind Justice. Yes, all you got to do is Google his name, and y'all find out that this man is very inspirational. He rings bell throughout the country through all the things he's been through. Yes, you got it correct. Real name is Ricky Banks, but he's blind, but he can see a lot of things that a lot of these young people can't see nowadays. Yes, been a victim of the gun violence in the streets for years, but I'm not going to tell the story. He's going to tell it for you. But without further ado, I got to give a shout out to One Day at a Time, Old Dad, Mr. Mel Wells. We appreciate you doing all the things you're doing here in the city of Philadelphia. Yes, reentry support, recovery support, all types of supports and resources. Reach out to Mel Wells, 215-226-7860. Without further ado, we got to give a shout out to GPSTransportation.net, 215-774-9913. Yes, if you're looking for the best transportation company in the world, all you got to do is contact them for party buses, any type of bus, any type of wheelchair accessory. They'll get you to and fro with no problems at all. Feel free to mention my name to get a special rate, guaranteed discount. And if they don't, you contact me and let me know. All right? But without further ado, you already know I got to get back to the podcast, the Reentry Connect podcast. I truly see with Blind Justice. Yes, powerful, powerful. Mr. Blind Justice, we thank you for coming on the show. Go ahead and introduce yourself real quick and tell us where you're from. Hold on, go ahead and say it again, Mr. Blind Justice.
Brothers and sisters, thank you for letting me be here speaking to you. It's only God left me here speaking to you what I went through in my life. So I know if you know someone out there that knows someone, that knows someone, that knows someone, tell them, think about their life, what they're living through. Throw the guns down, pick the books up. 29 years ago in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I was 13 Sycamore Street. I was driving down the street and someone actually was shooting at someone else and actually shot me. I died twice. I'm a survivor. I speak about this gun violence stuff around the seas and around the world, around the country. It's big on about what happened to me, what goes on around the city and around the world. You would think y'all would think about throwing the guns down, pick a book up. It's all about education, y'all. Do this for me and do it for your family. It's your loved ones that's sitting at home thinking about y'all behind the bars. You don't want to be behind the bars the rest of your life. What'd you get out of that? I'm speaking to y'all once again. This is not the first time. It's not going to be the last. I'm coming to the towns very soon to speak live to y'all. It's calling on my life that I got to do this, and I'm going to be there. I want to thank my brother for reaching out to me and keeping in touch with me. We got to do this thing right.
Yes, sir. Mr. Blind Justice, if you don't mind me asking, if I see one of the comments over on Facebook, on Instagram, they're asking, what was it like through that trauma you went through as a kid? Were you in the hood? Were you in gang activity? Were you causing trouble or what?
I was in no gang. We don't have gang in Harrisburg. The thing about it was called a bruh and cuz. So I guess the bruhs are from the hill in the south. The bruhs are from the south. The cuz is from uptown. So they was going through a beef with each other, and they was actually shooting at each other, and the bullet actually hit the left side of my head. I was 16 years old.
So you were an innocent bystander when that took place.
Yep, you can say that.
Wow. So here it is. You were an actual victim of the gun violence that taking place, you know, throughout the country, especially on men of color or, you know, black or brown descent. And here it was, you got shot in the head. So you were actually counted out.
I would drive my parents' car coming back from this party, coming from the south side to uptown. And I was stopped at the stop sign. They were shooting at each other. And one bullet hit me from the left side of my head. My head went down. They shot me to Harrisburg Hospital. Harrisburg Hospital flew me to Hershey Medical Center. I died on the table twice.
Well, you died twice and then revived you. So you wasn't even supposed to be here right now talking on this podcast.
Right, brother. You're right. I was a vegetable. They said they told my parents that it's up to him if he pulled through. I had a surgery on my brain and I had a surgery on my stomach. My feet too got affected. Wow. So I was a vegetable. I went from a vegetable, got back on my feet, went back to high school, got my diploma, like we young men and young women should do, get diploma for your family. Then I went from get my diploma, then I went to Pittsburgh Gill for the blind. And as I'm out Pittsburgh, I ran to Bloods and Crips. So once I ran to Bloods and Crips, I told them my life story. I was basically stopping the crime out there too. So I thank God for letting me be here and speaking about what happened to me. Because I know y'all brothers and sisters can make a change.
Wow. So right now in your life, you're making it a duty to spread awareness against the gun violence and a lot of the youth that are at risk in these communities today. We speak all the time of all the heinous crimes, hate crimes, crimes that are just done out of just stupidity. That is what you're standing against. That's what you're telling me, sir?
Yes, sir. HBO. My organization is called HBO, Help a Brother Out. HSO, Help a Sister Out. As I keep doing what I'm doing, I get these phone calls and these messages from Muncie, Kingbridge, all the state penitentiaries around the city, and ask me would I come and do it. God let me here for a reason. I'm on my way. I got to speak to my brothers and sisters. They're crying. They're hurting. So much trauma we dealing with in our life. So much pain. So much hate. We got to throw the guns down and stop killing each other. Pick the book up. It's time to educate ourselves.
So tell us, why do you think education is so important?
Education is the main resource. It's like you tying the shoestring when you was a kid. You ride a bike. It's just like that. One thing about it, we don't want to not get our education. We need our education. That's our main resource.
You'll think these
cities around the world, I understand everybody don't want to go to college. We need more prep schools than colleges. People can do prep school all day long.
So my prayer is
for all the prep schools. We need more prep schools in the cities because everybody ain't going to want to do 4, 6 years, 8 years in college. But they'll do a prep school all day long fast. That's my prayer.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Blind Justice. So when that incident happened, you were fully aware and conscious and had your sight clear as day, correct?
Yes.
So at what point did you lose your sight off of impact instantly, or did it come gradually over time that you weren't going to be able to see?
I lost it instantly. I had to learn I was a vegetable. I was in the hospital for 90 days. I had to learn how to walk over again. I had to learn how to eat all over again with fork and knife. I had to cut my food up. So I went to college in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh taught me a lot more. I could have picked any school, but I could have picked Philadelphia. I didn't want to go to Philadelphia. I went to Philadelphia 3 times to visit. I didn't like it. So I went to go to Pittsburgh. So as I went to Pittsburgh, they thanked me for coming out there because I was in gun violence. Maybe you can make a change in these people's lives in Pittsburgh. I did that.
Wow. And you did that.
Yes.
So Blind Justice, if people wanted you to come speak in certain places, you know, right now in general, whether it be a prison or a nonprofit organization, they wanted you to speak, how do they go about contacting you in general?
I'm going to give you right to the resource, right to me. I'm going to give you my cell phone number, 717-585-8108. Leave it on my answer machine. And my sisters will get back to you, and we can set anything up.
About the time. Say that number one more time.
717-585-8108. Please, brothers and sisters, reach out to me. I understand what y'all going through. Let's make a change.
Yes, indeed. And that's what you got to do. Uh-huh.
Right. See, the thing about I respect you for this platform. I talked on so many different platforms. It finally reached out to Muncie and Kingbridge, and the moms and grandmoms want me to come up there and speak to them about this gun violence in our cities. I told her, Grandma, I'm on my way. God left me here for a reason. I can't sit on my blessing. I have four kids I never saw in my life. I have seven grandkids. Imagine what I go through every day I wake up. I thank God for waking up.
Thank God you wake up. That's powerful.
Yes.
Because it's one of those things where it's like you go one day seeing everything.
Yep.
And next thing you know, you lose your sight into being an innocent bystander.
Right. So you could just imagine, I've been shot 29 years. I never saw my mom, my dad for 29 years. I have four children I never saw in my life. Seven grandchildren I never saw in my life. So you could just imagine when I get done writing this book, it's my last move is to get me a movie. You know, if Ray Charles can do it, I could do it.
You can do it. That's very powerful. It's very powerful.
Yes.
And I know you know some powerful influencers in the city of Philadelphia as well.
Yes. Can I get a shout out?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Bishop Michael Jones. It's Blind Justice. I'm on my way back to Philly.
Okay.
I'm on my way back to Philly. Bishop Michael Jones, thank you for all the things you did for me. And Mr. Phil Cook, thank you for coming out to my Stop the Violence cookout I had. And thank you for the power and the push and the phone calls and the text messages to keep my spirit up. That's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. We got to keep each other up. Everybody going through something right now. We just coming out of the coma. It tore us up. I lost a lot of loved ones through that. Family members, kids. So my thing is, God left me here for a reason. So I got to be the voice for the people that's not here.
Yeah. So you want to be that voice for the voiceless.
Yep. You have it.
That's powerful. That's powerful. So Blind Justice, so tell us, like, oh, you got some comments right here. You have one over here, Instagram. They say, are you actively in the community work in Harrisburg right now?
Amen. I'm the main. Tell them, I'm the main person in Harrisburg. You finally talking to me now. I'm the main person.
You're the main one.
Yeah, I'm the main one.
You say the main one in Harrisburg. So you like one of the top leaders over in Harrisburg right now.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I
want to give a shout out to my brothers and sisters as Muslims. Thank you for all the power and all the prayer y'all do for me. Thank y'all. October 16th, that's the day I got shot on. That's Million Man March Day.
Oh, say that again?
My brothers and sisters keep me prayed up. October 16th, that's the day I got shot on. That's Million Man March Day. I met so many Muslim, Mr. Farrakhan, thank you for the prayers. Thank you. Once again, for everyone, it's Blind Justice talking to y'all. I'm back in the cities. I got to do my job. God left me here for a reason. I can't sit on my blessing. Until all the children think about what I'm saying to y'all, throw the gun down, pick a book up. You got to go home. Some family members don't make it home. I didn't make it home 29 years ago. They flew me from one hospital to another hospital. I died on the table. I was an inch away from dying. I thank God that God let me here for a reason. Since it happened, and so many dead family members are going through the same thing I went through. I was 16. So you can just imagine. I ain't had no 16-year birthday party. There's so much I want to say, but I thank God left me here for a reason, and I'm going to do what God left me here to do. So my biggest prayer is to all the mayors and to all the chief polices and all the city council. Please reach out to me. Blind Justice, my real name, Ricky Banks Jr. Type it in. You find out he's for real. I'm for real about me.
Absolutely. And Blind Justice, if you could give some motivation or some type of inspiration to individuals right now that are in a prison cell or recovery house or anywhere, just even some of these youth out here just running wild, what would it be?
First, I would ask them, do they love theirself? A lot of people don't love themselves. The goal is you got to love yourself like you love your neighbor. So if you love yourself, you love your neighbor. This is what our community is losing. We don't love each other. We got to love each other, y'all, and love our neighbors.
Absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate that a lot, Blind Justice. And we know that he was actually out there on the Love of Life march that we were on out there on Saturday. And we appreciate, you know, you coming through in the clutch, you know what I mean? And then you marched. You came up in the steps. You know, you showed a lot of people that anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Most people rely on, you know, other people to do things. I'm saying you may not need help. We all need help.
Right. We all need help. You're right.
But you still took that initiative to climb every step, to reach that chair. You know, you still, you know, decided that, look, even though I'm in the condition that I'm in, I'm still not giving up, and I'm still going to fight for justice. You know?
Yep. And, you know, that's why you're right, bro. Well, everything you said, you touched my heart. You're right about it. That's why I took this name, Blind Justice, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's time to do our work. God left us here for a reason. Allah left us here for a reason. We got to do the work, y'all. I know y'all know some youth. Y'all know someone that's going through problem with gun violence. They need a voice.
Need a voice.
Speak to them, brothers and sisters. Tell them to stop. Throw the gun down. Pick a book up. You can pick the Bible up or you can pick the Quran up. We got to educate ourselves. No one going to educate us. Unless we go to prison. Why we gotta wait to go to prison to educate y'all?
Take it from me.
I've been there, done that.
I
shot my head down on Braille books.
That's
a different life. Anyone out there that's blind, understand what I'm talking about. Like Phil Cook, thank you, brother. I met this man. This man flew all the way to my stop, the gun violence. The second day, they tell me, Blind Justice, guess what? I said, what? He's blind. Thank you, Phil Cook. I love you. All the blind people out there, I understand what y'all going through. And to my sister that's deaf, I got love for y'all. I'm praying for y'all. I'm in the progress putting something together for the deaf people, too. It's not about, it's for everybody. HBO, me, help a brother out. HSO, help a sister out. The Blind Justice, that's me coming to y'all town. Kicking the door down.
Hey, Miss Baylock on here, she says, absolutely. She also had a question. She said, why do you think gun violence is so prevalent in our communities?
See, what it is all the senators and all these mayors, if they put their foot down and do the right thing, maybe we can make a change in life. Every time I listen to the different news, ain't nothing but gun violence. It's not about that, y'all. We gotta make a change in our life, make a turn around. I was never an innocent guy in my life, but I'm telling you the truth. What's coming from my heart? I know y'all can make a change. Like I made a change. Guys in prison, women that's in Muncie's and Kingbridge, I'm reaching out for y'all. Y'all gotta reach back to me. I'll give you my cell phone number because it's from the heart. Any other time, I won't give my number out. I don't care because God let me here for a reason. Call my cell phone, 717-585-8108. Leave me your name and a message, and I definitely get back to y'all. That's on my dead homies. I got shot 29 years ago. A lot of my friends, a lot of my family members got shot and died. I didn't die, y'all. I died twice. God gave me a second chance. I got to do what God left me here for a reason to do.
Yeah. And that's very important. Like you said, sometimes we forget that our purpose is not up when we say it's up. You know what I mean? It's more so us trusting in that higher power, our creator.
Right.
Who created us and bestowed us here on this earth for that purpose.
Right.
So it's up to him It's up to the creator to, you know, to dictate whether or not it's time for you to go or not. You know, a lot of individuals, you know, we make a lot of plans and we try to order our own steps, but our steps are not ordered by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It's coming from a higher source. So for you to acknowledge that, like, wow, you still have a lot more work to do. That's powerful. That shows how majestic your true strength is. It's a lot of things that we really just, you know, overlook at times as people, where we take a lot of things for granted. You know, a lot of people, you know, we can drive down the street, get in a car accident. That's it. Yeah. You know, like you said, you were an innocent bystander where there were shots ringing out. Just so happened you got hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And next thing you know, you still survived, but at the same time, you lost your sight. But you still allow that to deter you from moving forward. That's true strength, my brother.
Right. Yes. The thing about it is, I was 16, so you could just imagine. Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest man in the city where I'm from. So it was to the point that when I was in Pittsburgh in college for the blind associate, I was getting phone calls to come back to my community to get back out there in the streets and stop all this gun violence. See, the thing about it is you got to use the main person that is the survivor. So that's why I'm asking for all these mayors out here and all these chief polices. The ball is in y'all hand, and I'm asking y'all, pass the ball to me and let's make this happen. Let's make a change. Because y'all have loved ones that die just like I die, but I'm a survivor.
You're a survivor. Absolutely, absolutely. And Blind Justice, we really appreciate, you know,
anytime, everything bro.
You've done. We appreciate you coming here on this podcast, man. It's been a lot, man. I know a lot of people have a lot of questions, and you know, they want some answers. And as Blind Justice says, his number is 717-585-8108. There on the screen, y'all can see it. We just verbalized it. You know, maybe some listeners on the podcast that may not be able to see your number on the screen, but we just put it out there for you a couple times. Well, if you know somebody, city official, if you know these judges, lawyers, principals, people in the school district that need a powerful speaker like Blind Justice, guess what? Feel free to contact him because he's open. He said he's open for everybody to contact and reach out to him. Powerful story. Powerful story. Blind at the age of 16 due to gun violence. Innocent bystander driving away where there was a shootout. And here it is. He's still fighting to hold on. He's still giving, you know, hope to the hopeless. Still giving grace to the graceless. And guess what? His name is Blind Justice, and it's Blind Justice for a reason. And I know right here, Ms. Baylock says, great conversation, Blind Justice. Really appreciate having you on. But until next time, it's your host, Kenny Hudson. Yes, again, we here all the time. We got it going. Stay tuned because we got another episode coming up as well. Shout out One Day at a Time, Mel Wells. Appreciate you, everything you're doing in the community. Again, their number 215-226-7860. Resources. Yes, recovery, support, and everything. Feel free to reach out to them. But without further ado, Blind Justice, appreciate having you. But until next time, we're going to say farewell to everybody. All right.
Peace. Keep in touch.
Yes, indeed. Take care. All right.